It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Here are your hosts, Rick Pruse, a man possessing unparalleled animal care expertise, and Lee Cohen, who's also here.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we have with us, sitting in the Rick Pruse chair for this segment, one of our favorite fill-in hosts, Janice Milligan-Peters, and we have as a first-time guest in the studio with us her son, Dean Peters. Welcome to the show, Dean. Say hello.
Hi.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. And Dean, you have in your lap with you one of your newest pets. What is his name?
Coco Bean.
Okay. And can you tell the people who listen to the show what Coco Bean is?
A bunny.
Okay. And how long have you had Coco Bean?
For around a few weeks.
Okay.
We got him about 3 weeks ago.
Okay. And why did you get Coco Bean? Did you just want a new pet?
No, we were going to get a bird, but we learned that they need a certain temperature, but so bunnies don't.
Okay. And just so everyone can kind of understand what you've got going on at home, you've got some other pets, don't you?
Mm-hmm. We have fish, two fish tanks, one freshwater and one saltwater.
Okay.
And two dogs.
Okay. And what are your dogs' names?
Carly and Carrots.
Okay. And Carrots, if I remember, is a relatively new dog. How old is Carrots? Like a year or two old?
2 years old.
Okay. And how well have Carrots and Coco Bean been getting along?
After a few weeks, it gets better.
Okay. So at first, they weren't quite sure of each other and kind of had to figure one another out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how have you been getting along with the bunny? Are you and the bunny good friends?
Okay. You need to speak. They can't see you.
Okay. That's okay.
He nodded yes.
Yes, he did. And what is it that you like about the bunny? Tell me about your relationship with Coco that maybe is different than the relationship you have with Carrots.
So Coco makes for a great bunny. He makes for a great pet because you can cuddle with him and you can interact with him sometimes.
Okay. And do you ever play with Coco?
Yes.
Okay. How do you play with him? What do you do?
You sometimes roll a ball to him.
Okay.
And
we have stacking cups we set up, and he likes to knock those over. That's fun.
Sounds like bowling.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And in terms of the lifestyle that Coco Bean lives, when does the bunny sleep, and when does the bunny up and play? I mean, what kind of hours?
I'm not sure when he sleeps or when he wakes up, because I'm usually awake before he's usually awake before me.
Okay. And does he make any noise?
Sometimes when he's, like, eating, you can hear, like, a little gnawing noise.
And what kind of food does the bunny eat? Is it carrots like Bugs Bunny?
Uh-uh. He eats pellets, and you can give him treats, and he should eat mostly hay.
Okay.
Timothy hay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And in terms of the going to the bathroom, does he like go outside like the dog or?
No, he actually goes in a litter box.
Okay, so more like a cat.
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha. And in terms of his company, does he like everybody the same or does he have favorites?
Yeah, he likes a lot of people the same.
Okay. And when they come over, is he like to hide or is he very social? Will he like...
He won't hide. He'll just come up to the cage and greet them.
Okay. And Janice, let's ask you the question in terms of how this has affected your life. Has Dean been taking this chore on entirely himself, or is this something that you've had to kind of help out with?
Well, Dean's 8 years old, so he takes on a lot of it, but of course, I and his father help out quite a bit. There's a lot of work that goes into having a bunny. Coco Bean's actually a Holland Lop, mm-hmm. which we decided to get because they're really known for being especially friendly with children.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely will they bite or scratch on purpose. He's very good at being handled, as you can see. We have him here with us in the studio along with Dean.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually sitting on Dean's lap right now. But his habitat needs to be, we basically found that we have to clean it mm-hmm. 2 to 3 times a week. You know, he requires being fed multiple times a day. Mm-hmm. He gets greens in addition to his pellets and his Timothy hay.
Wow.
He really likes cilantro and Brussels sprouts.
I like cilantro too, so right? I'm right there with them.
So he has a couple different exercise areas that we provided him in our home, outside and inside. So, you know, the dogs are actually doing pretty good. We by no means would ever allow them to be around him unattended or even without him being in a protected in a habitat because, you know, they are dogs and they're predators and he is a prey animal.
Right.
So we, you know, have to take that into account. We want to make sure that everyone's safe. That would be horrible if something happened.
Now, does the bunny typically operate more socially, where they like other bunnies to be around, or is he okay kind of on his own at
so,
this point?
I think that we're planning on him being a solo bunny.
Okay.
He will be neutered.
Okay.
Next month when he's old enough. That will help with some behavior problems.
Yeah, I get
and,
that.
And, you know, there's people that think that they're happier with a bunny companion. There's people that say as long as you give them plenty of attention and socialize with them yourselves, that they can have a very fulfilling life as well. And so that's what we're planning on doing.
Okay, so that means, Dean, it sounds like you've got yourself a big job coming up in terms of being his buddy for the rest of his life. Is that something you're prepared to do?
Yes.
Okay. And what are you going to do in order to be his buddy? What kind of things do you anticipate doing? You going to get a leash and take him out for walks and things like that?
Yes, I actually will.
Okay. And when it comes to taking care of animals, you've had a lot of experience for a young man your age because with mom having the daycare for dogs, you're around a lot of dogs. But are you going to be okay being around the bunny just the same, or would you prefer to be around dogs?
I'll be okay with having them just the same.
Okay. Interesting. And when it comes to your friends, when you talk with them, do you tell them about the bunny? And what do they say when they hear that you've got a bunny?
Sometimes I talk about it, but usually they meet Coco Bean.
Okay. And when they do, what has been their response thus far? They like him?
Yeah, they usually want to hold him.
Mm-hmm.
And pet him.
Okay. And how high does Coco Bean jump? Because I understand that rabbits have got some very powerful back legs. Does he jump very high or no?
No, we haven't seen him jump that high.
Okay. Yeah, he's only 4 months old, so, you know, he's not at full maturity yet, so we'll see what happens as he ages. But he is only supposed to be like 3 pounds full grown,
wow.
which is another reason why we chose this breed.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the colors of them, it's a beautiful white bunny. Are there lots of other colors that are
yes.
out there for people?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what color he is, Dean? Do you remember?
He's a broken sable.
Yep, broken sable point.
Okay.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and he's a beautiful bunny.
Okay. And when it comes to getting bunnies, where can you go and get them? Do you get them from a breeder or from a pet store? How does that work?
We got ours from a breeder. So, and right now, actually, with COVID, there hasn't been a lot of, you know, young juveniles available. A lot of breeders have slowed way down because there's no shows or anything. There hasn't been any shows going on.
Right.
So we were quite fortunate. My sister is very involved in the 4-H community and where she lives. And so she was able to put us in touch with the breeder that we got Coco Bean from.
Beautiful.
And it just really seemed to work out for us. You know, we did not get him because of Easter.
Right.
You know, I know that it is a big time of the year for people to get rabbits for their children. You know, I want to make sure that if people decide to do that, they understand the commitment that's involved in it. They have to be able to provide appropriate habitats.
Right.
They're not, they may not be super expensive to purchase, but the healthcare and the neutering and all the things that go along with it can add up. So it's a financial responsibility as well.
Well, and the point is that we've already heard on the show today that just because it's Easter and bunnies are a part of it does not mean that that's the purpose of when you get it. You get a right. bunny because you want a bunny.
Right.
And you want to care for a bunny. And Dean, I take it you're a thumbs up on people getting a bunny at this point. You're all good with that in terms of a good idea for most kids to have a bunny?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we've heard it right from the man himself who's got the bunny in his lap. Dean Peters, thank you so much for coming in. And Janice Milligan Peters, we really appreciate having you. Unfortunately, we're out of time for this week's show. But if all of you will come back next weekend, we'll continue the conversation right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show here on 1320 WILS. And in the meantime, all of you, please take good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.